Making the business case for a business intelligence deployment, is it different for a manufacturing firm than, say, a traditional enterprise? What must a manufacturer do to calculate the ROI for a potential BI deployment? I'm Peter Bochner, site editor for SearchManufacturingERP.com, and today we'll be getting the answers to these questions and others from William McKnight. William functions as strategist, lead enterprise information architect, and program manager for complex, high-volume, full lifecycle implementations worldwide, utilizing the disciplines of data warehousing, master data management, business intelligence, data quality, and operational business intelligence. Many of his clients have gone public with their success stories. His team's implementations from both IT and consultant positions have won best practices awards. William is a Southwest Entrepreneur of the Year finalist and a frequent best practices judge who has authored more than 150 articles and white papers and has given over 150 international keynotes and public seminars. He's also a former IT VP of a Fortune company, so his insights are based on real-world practices and problems. William, thanks for taking the time to be with us today. There are so many questions involved in this topic, I hardly know where to start. So let's start with an ERP question. What role does a manufacturer's ERP system play when the IT department is building the business case for BI?
Well, it plays a role. I mean, what customers tend to look for a lot is integration between BI and ERP. So what we have right now going on in the marketplace is a lot of consolidation, as everybody knows. And within that consolidation, you find that the major players are not only have significant ERP capabilities, but they also have significant BI capabilities, and so that brings to the table a lot of more or less obvious BI systems that tend to actually at the least get evaluated in that process. So furthermore, though, the ERP system and the different applications that are housed within that ERP system is going to be very interesting to the business intelligence rollout strategy, because business intelligence isn't something that you do when you're done. It's something that it evolves over the course of time. And so you want to focus on those things that are most important to you. And probably a good place to start is, what are some of the ERP limitations that I have that I want to address with my BI strategy?
William, how does a manufacturer calculate the ROI in a BI implementation? Is it any different than when a non-manufacturing enterprise does it?
Well, at a level, it's not, right? Because ROI has to be about cash flows. It's not about anything that's qualitative. It's all about everything that's quantitative around a BI implementation. So if you've decided to go the route of return on investment on BI, which, by the way, many people are doing these days, especially these days, you have to break down your efforts. Call it BI or call it whatever you want. Break those efforts down into the corresponding cash flows that are related to that bounded project. So what we can do that's easier is develop what the expense structure looks like on BI, right? Because we can figure out what's the hardware, what's the software, what's the consulting, what's my employee expenses, and so on and so forth for an implementation. I won't say easily, but at least we can do it with better certainty than the outcomes. And the outcome side requires a little bit more work, but I think it's very important to establish, what is this BI implementation supposed to do for my business from a bottom line perspective? How many layers removed am I from actual cash flow? And cash flow means an increase in revenue, profitable revenue, that is, or a decrease in the expenses of the corporation. And the expense side is easier to tackle, and it's a good place to start potentially. But obviously, there's a lot more upside when you start getting into improving the revenue of the company.
William, I'm sure it's hard to generalize on this, but how long is it usually before a manufacturer can see measurable results from a BI implementation?
Well, it is a little bit hard to generalize from that. I will say that methods have changed over the years in terms of implementing business intelligence, whereas it used to be long, drawn-out cycles that would go on for much as a year, maybe two, you know, before you saw results. That certainly is imprudent in today's economy, and really it has been for quite some time. And so here's what I say about that is that if your consulting partner or your IT organization isn't delivering new measurable business results every quarter, there's something wrong. they need to be defining the iteration such that those results are seen by the business. And that's almost a requirement these days. And so get out those pencils, sharpen them up, and make sure that every quarter, at least, you are delivering business value. And that includes in the very first quarter. So there's really no there's barely enough time to lay down an infrastructure. But the point is, you have to divide and conquer with business intelligence. Find some reports that aren't being done. Find some grievous business problem that you can begin to address. And therein lies a lot of the art form of business intelligence, is defining what those iterations are and how they work on the business.
Let's talk about IT's role in all of this. What role does IT have in evaluating the BI solution? And once the solution is installed, then what role does IT usually play?
Well, IT plays a significant role. I think that's almost without question. The question becomes, how significant? And is it solely an IT decision? I think that we need to watch against letting that be solely an IT decision in evaluating the BI solutions. I think IT's role is to understand the marketplace, understand what the possibilities are, understand a short list of what's going to work within the environment, given the architecture, given the capabilities of the IT organization and so forth, and maybe recommend, but ultimately that user interface is very important, and representative BI users should also play a role in that. So it's really a joint responsibility, and furthermore, the funding is probably coming from the business side. Well, in a lot of cases, it is. So it's really a joint responsibility, and after the solution is installed, what role does IT usually play? Well, they're working on the next iteration, because BI isn't a one-and-done type of thing, right? It's going to evolve over time and address bigger and bigger needs of the corporation, and so it's a continual development effort, although, development will ramp down after a certain time period. But it goes on. And so there's continued development, and then there's maintenance and management of what actually has been installed. And that shouldn't be significant if it was done right in the first place, but there are typically jobs running overnight that have to be watched and responded to and things of that nature. So it's an ongoing role.
Let's talk about one of the biggest trends in the industry right now, software as a service. Is it easier for a small manufacturer to make the case for SaaS BI because of the speed of deployment that SaaS allows?
I think it is. I think that's coming on. Excuse me. That's coming on as a strategy around business intelligence in smaller firms that don't have IT or that don't want to over-rely on IT. They'd rather rely upon a vendor situation. So there's quite a few software as a service solutions popping up out there. You want to be sure that your chosen vendor around this category supports the source systems that you have. And how it works is you have a service level agreement with that vendor, and you pump them your files on an agreed to basis. Maybe it's nightly, usually nightly, sometimes intraday though. And then they whip that into shape for what it needs to be, what be looking like for business intelligence. And they have all sorts of canned and otherwise, sometimes changeable reports and KPIs and dashboards and alerts and things of that nature that they think that you might be interested in based upon their experience. This may or may not be spot on to what you need, but it gets you potentially a lot of the way there. So these solutions need to be evaluated, I think, very carefully in light of your situation, as well as, making a good match with a software as a service vendor. But I do think that smaller companies, be they manufacturers or otherwise, should take a look at what that marketplace has to offer.
Master data management, we talk a lot about that on our site. It's one version of the truth, one version of all the corporate and customer data. Does a company considering a BI implementation also need a master data management plan to ensure that the data is accurate?
Well, I would say that when you're thinking about BI, if that's where you are, that is an excellent time to also think about master data management. From an architectural standpoint, master data management is a separate database from the BI database, which we usually call a data warehouse. Master data management resides in the operational environment. It publishes and subscribes master data around important subject areas to the business throughout the operational environment, to the ERPs, to the supply chain management systems, to the call centers, and all sorts of operational systems, as well as the data warehouse. And so if a lot of companies have already built their data warehouses, right, and that's where they're mastering data, that we call analytic MDM. However, that's a little bit downstream from the ideal place to do it. And so true master data management is going to be done in the operational environment, and it's going to feed that data onto business intelligence. So I think that if you're considering a BI implementation, that's a great time to think about master data management. And you mentioned accuracy of data. Well, that's one aspect of master data management. That's also an aspect of business intelligence, because if you build that right, you are going to tend to data quality, either one of those. You're going to tend to data quality. It's a matter architecturally of what comes first in the data lifecycle, and when implemented, that tends to be master data management.
William, thanks for all these answers. They've given us a lot to consider, and I'd like to talk to you down the road and perhaps delve into some of these topics a little bit deeper.
Absolutely.
All right. That concludes our podcast with William McKnight. If you'd like to contact William for more questions about your business intelligence needs, you can email him at williammcknight@verizon.net. And his last name, McKnight, is McKnight. William, thanks again for sharing your insights with us today on how manufacturing firms can make the business case for BI. I've been your host, Peter Bochner, and thanks to all for listening.